And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we got a busy program lined up for you here today. Later on, we'll be talking about next week's Martin Luther King Day celebration here in Manhattan. We'll start off, though, the first half of the show talking with our monthly chat with Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine officials. Dr. Alyssa Comro is in studio. She's a clinical assistant professor of shelter medicine over there. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
I understand this is your first time here on In Focus, right?
This is. It's my first time on the radio.
Well, welcome here. We appreciate you coming out here and chatting with us today. And we're going to talk a little bit today about the importance of a pet adoption in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. It is something that we promote through the shelter medicine program at K-State. And just kind of wanted to talk about why we recommend adopting from shelters.
Okay. And we have a very good animal shelter here in town, the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, which I know there's a strong partnership between KSU VetMed and the shelter.
Yes. So for about a year now, we have been partnering with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. We've been providing their medical, their surgical services, and some population management. And it's been a really great experience for us to partner with them for not only the animals to receive help, but also for our students and our intern to have the opportunity to learn.
All right. Now, a lot of us, we have kids, or you know, when we're kids, we want that pet here for the family. And you recommend, obviously, going to the shelter and doing that. Why is that the most important way?
So there's multiple reasons why we recommend adopting from the shelter. So kind of the most important way reason would be that you're saving two lives. You're saving the life of the animal in the shelter, and then you're saving the life of the animal that can move into that animal's spot. We still have a huge issue with overpopulation in this country. There are currently 1.5 million animals that are euthanized in shelters nationally every year because we don't have enough space. So that's kind of the kind of global look at why it's so important. Why it's a really great place to adopt a pet from is because they're already spayed or neutered, so that's a cost you don't have to pay for. They're already vaccinated. They may need some more vaccines, but they at least have their starter vaccines. It's typically less expensive than purchasing from a breeder. Shelters don't tend to charge as much money, so you're getting an animal that's spayed or neutered, vaccinated, microchipped for less money. That's awesome. So many more reasons. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So oftentimes shelters will have staff that's knowledgeable that can help you pick the right pet for your home. There are different personalities, could be related to breed or the individual animal, in terms of what's going to fit best in your home. And the shelter staff can help you figure that out. If you are adopting from somewhere that has the pet in foster care first, you may get to know, are they good with kids? Are they good with other pets? You can learn a lot about them. I personally prefer adopting adult animals because you know what you're getting. If you go into a shelter, you may want a lap cat, but that kitten grows up to be super independent or vice versa. So adopting an adult animal lets you know exactly what that animal is going to be like in your home. Some shelters will even allow people to do a foster to adopt program where you can test drive the pet before bringing it into your home. Some people worry that they really want a purebred animal. Well, a quarter of all animals that come into the shelter nationally are purebred. So you can really find anything you want in your local shelter or through using things like Pet Finder to find animals in your community that that fit well with you.
For someone maybe considering adopting a pet here for the first time, is there like a checklist you should do at your home before you go and actually finalize adopting a pet?
That's a great question. So for one, make sure everyone in your household wants to adopt a pet. That pet is going to be a family member, so make sure everybody wants it to be a family member. We used to have this idea in animal sheltering that you need to take all this time to think about having a pet. But what we found is that human-animal bond is so strong that as long as everyone's on board, you are going to succeed in adopting that pet. Now, if you have the time and the foresight, sure, go get the food bowl and the water bowl and make sure that your home doesn't have anything toxic that your animal could get into. But really, it's just that love that makes that bond really incredible and making sure everyone's on board.
And then going on long term, yeah, there's always a thought here. You're going to have this extra family member here. You got to make sure that they're healthy and for some people, that could be an added expense in the family budget.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So make sure that you have a little savings account or that you get pet insurance. Absolutely. Even though these animals are coming vaccinated, spayed and neutered, microchip, we do recommend that you take them to your family veterinarian within the first week of adoption. There could be a period of time between when a veterinarian has seen them and you adopted them, but it's also really great to have a baseline for your animal at your family veterinarian. And if you have an emergency, to have a vet that you can take your pet to. So making sure that you are ensuring you have the ability to provide vet care for that pet is really important.
I've heard a lot over the years about microchipping, and that's been a newer technology over the last several years. But what are all the benefits of doing that?
So even though we would love if it was a GPS tracking, it is not. It is just a permanent identification. So a microchip is about the size of a grain of rice, and it goes underneath their skin around the area of their shoulder blade. It doesn't hurt any more than any other injection. So it's a moment of discomfort, but it can be done, you know, without any anesthesia or anything like that. But the benefit is that if your pet ever gets lost and say they lose their collar with their tags on it, or it's a cat that doesn't wear a collar or has a breakaway collar, we know who that pet belongs to. Any animal coming into a shelter is scanned with a microchip scanner, and it picks up that unique identifying number. The shelter can then call into the company and get all of your information. So it's so, so important to have your animal microchipped just in case they get lost. Even if you have a pet that doesn't run, it can still happen. So making sure that not only that they're microchipped, but that you keep that information up to date is so important. I can't tell you how many times in shelters I've worked in, we've had a pet that's microchipped and we're like, yes, we're going to get this pet home. And then the information is years out of date and none of the phone numbers work. So not only is it important to get your pet microchipped, which you can have done at your veterinarian, or if you adopt a pet, they're typically already microchipped, but keep that information up to date.
All right. And you can register that information, what, through the county offices, or how does that work?
So it's through the company that you purchase the microchip through, okay. Which you don't typically decide which company of microchip. It's whomever is implanting it. But there are also websites, foundanimals.com, for example. It doesn't matter the brand. They will register them. So you can not only register it through the company it's through, but there are many other sites. If you Google, I need to register my pet's microchip, you're going to find plenty of places for free that will allow you to register it and keep it up to date.
All right. Again, we're talking with Dr. Alyssa Comrow here, clinical assistant professor of shelter medicine at the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine, talking about the importance of shelter adoption here. And you mentioned when you adopt from a shelter, they're already vaccinated here. They've got their spaying and neutering done. And that's important because that keeps the pet population down.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we have too many pets in this country. There's 1.5 million animals every year euthanized in animal shelters across America because we do not have enough homes for them. So not only does spaying and neutering your pet help with the pet overpopulation problem, but it also makes for a healthier, longer life for your pet, which is, of course, what we all want.
Yeah. And if those, you know, with the overpopulation here, there may be a number of strays out there. And especially this time of year when it's cold, you see all kinds of incidents probably out there at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, strays getting hit by cars. Intact male animals are more likely to roam than any other type of animal. This time of year, you don't want an animal left outside, things like frostbite. Now, our community cats, they find warm places to go. So we don't really worry about them so much. We worry about the animals that have never lived outside, that don't know how to survive out there or don't have the appropriate hair coats. Like, yeah, your Great Pyrenees might be doing okay outside, but your Chihuahua probably isn't with the weather we had this weekend.
Yeah. I have a dog that's kind of a Jack Russell Terrier Chihuahua mix.
Ooh, yeah.
And he hates it outside.
Yes. So. I hope you have a nice sweater for him in the wintertime.
Yeah. We don't wear it too much. We should do that. That's good, good advice there. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back with more here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.